As promised, we are talking Ravens football right now. We are joined by a tight end for the Baltimore Ravens. Three receptions and a touchdown in Sunday's win over Philadelphia on the season. He's got 9 receptions and 2 touchdowns. Played his college ball at Delaware. He was the 171st pick overall in 2015. Baltimore is 5-1 on the season. They're in second place in the division, and they've got a big one coming up on November 1st. Pittsburgh at Baltimore. That is a CBS game. Nick Boyle is my guest. Nick, it is great to have you on the show. How are you, Nick?
Awesome. How you doing?
Great good, to be here. Good. Great to have you here. So you're coming off that win over Philadelphia. You are 5-1. Let me rephrase that question. Going into a bye week, how is life for you right now overall?
Yeah, life is good. We're 5-1, but you know, when we look back at it, we looked back at Philadelphia, our last game, and as an offense, you know, obviously we didn't play how we wanted to play. We weren't as clean as we wanted to be with our penalties and whatnot, and that's on us players. And, you know, for this bye week coming up, I think it's an early bye week, but I think it's a good time because we can sit back, refocus on what we really need to tighten up to, you know, play Pittsburgh. And, you know, obviously playing Pittsburgh, we need to give it our best shot versus them, like always.
We're talking to Ravens tight end Nick Boyle. I'm going to look ahead to that in a minute, Nick. But one thought, you had a touchdown on the first drive of the game when Lamar Jackson was scrambling. He bought some time, and then he found you. What did you see on that play, and then how good did it feel for you to cash that one in?
Yeah, I mean, I had it down flat, so I was really blocking the end. If I probably blocked the end a little better and had a little stronger outside hand, I probably wouldn't have got the ball because he would have got the edge a little better. But, yeah, just blocking the end gave Lamar the edge, and, you know, Lamar does what he always does with the ball. You know, he makes people miss, he buys time, and he finds the open receiver, and, you know, that's what he did to me. And, you know, it's always good for me to score because I have a high tendency of getting stopped at the one the past couple of years. So, you know, it's nice to actually get in the end zone.
That's kind of funny. I'm going to ask you about that in a minute. But as a team, you dropped that tough one to Kansas City back in week 3, but you have won 3 straight since. Where was the group after that loss, and then how pleased were you with the way everybody responded since?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously playing Kansas City, they kind of have our number the past couple of years. So, you know, that one hurt. You know, we gave it everything we had, but we just weren't good enough that day. And I think that fueled us. We got right back to work. As soon as that game ended, you could tell the mindset of the team was to just get right back at it, prepare for the following game, and get right back on track. Because, you know, you give your best every single game. Obviously, it's not always becomes your best, but, you know, that's what you strive to do. And it doesn't always work out like that, but you can't really change what happens in the past, and you just got to move forward and move on, and I think that's what we did.
Ravens tight.
Good job of.
I'm sorry about that, Nick, jumping in on you. Nick Boyle joining us. You know, the offense, because I was so eager to ask you about this, but the offense has scored in every quarter this season. You do lead the league in points, but I get the sense that everybody feels like there's still another gear or even another level that this group can find. How would you describe the offense's performance so far, and if there is another gear, what does it look like?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, you saw us last year. We were dominant, you know, in all phases of the game on offense. And this year we've kind of, you know, had a little bit of rocky road. And, you know, whether that's people, you know, creating penalties or things just not going our way. But obviously when you said we're averaging 30 points a game, you know, we're not doing bad. But for us as a team to look back at ourselves, it's not up to our standard. And that's only because we set extremely high standards here. So I think that's kind of a credit to how we feel, how we approach the game, how we want to, you know, strive to be great. And if we're not firing like crazy, we're having these penalties and stuff, that kind of slows us down. That kind of keeps teams in the game. Like this past week, you know, that's not up to our standard, and we just want to correct those and move on.
Now, I would imagine the standard is the standard. Nick Boyle is joining us. You know, we had kind of a chuckle when you said that you sometimes get stopped at the one. It's kind of unusual in the sense that last November, it was unusual in the streak that you were in your 5th NFL season and you still had not scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
Then you broke through against the Pats. Your teammates mobbed you. I mean, it seemed like you were pretty mellow throughout, and they were the ones who were fired up. What was that moment like for you?
Yeah, I mean, that was awesome. I had 2 two-point conversions before that, which are, you know, kind of whatever. It's a 2-point conversion. No one cares. And then I had one that was taken away, I think, because someone was blocking downfield earlier that year, the year before. So to finally get in the end zone was awesome because, you know, when I got re-signed here, everyone had, oh, we're paying this guy this much. He doesn't even have a touchdown. You know what I mean? So not that I care what other people think, but it's just kind of a funny way to look at it. So it obviously feels good to score.
Nick, see, that's the thing, right? Like, I've had pass rushers, as an example, come on the program, and they talk about how folks are always so focused on sacks, and they don't notice the other things that the players are doing on the field. Does it feel that way in this regard to you? I mean, obviously you want to score, but does it overshadow all the other things that you bring to the team?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it overshadows to people who are outside of our building or to normal fans who don't really understand the full thing of football. You know what I mean? As long as I'm respected by my teammates and my coaches and those who are extremely important and matter to, you know, our success, I think that really, that's all that matters to me. But it does kind of get overshadowed, you know, all the other stuff like blocking, whatnot, all the other things that need to go on for this offense to function. Does kind of get overshadowed from, you know, scoring touchdowns.
I think so. And maybe you can't say it specifically yourself, but I will. I mean, to this point, your fellow tight end, Mark Andrews, said, quote, "We all know how valuable he is. He basically is what makes this offense tick," end quote. The year before that, John Harbaugh was asked why the offense is so dominant on the ground. And he said, quote, "Watch Nick Boyle. That's a big part of it," end quote. So how much pride do you take in the fact that you do set the tone for the offense in so many different ways?
Yeah, I mean, that's everything to me. I think this previous game, I didn't block as well as I wanted, but I scored a touchdown and I caught, what, two other balls, and everyone's like, "Oh man, great game. But I got home and I told my wife, I'm like, "Hey, I don't just feel as good as I normally do after games. I didn't block as consistently as I normally do, and I just didn't feel as satisfied within." And, you know, she's like, "Well, you scored. You caught a couple balls, which is great, yeah, but it just doesn't give me that, you know, the satisfaction inside that you just were out there dominant, you know."
And, Nick, not a lot of guys say that. I mean, blocking is not something that a lot of guys want to do or like to do or take pride in, but listening to you right now, I can tell how important it is to you. Where did that approach come from when it comes to blocking? Where did that mindset come from?
Yeah, I mean, back in high school, I was a tight end. Actually, I was a wide receiver first, and then I became a tight end second half of high school, and we were in a triple option. So all I did was block. You know, it was engraved into me from my high school coaches, and that was my way, you know, to do my job on the team. So that's what kind of just got ingrained for me from then. And it didn't really matter, you know, who was catching balls back then, triple option offense, obviously. So as long as we all scored and everyone was just, like, nailing people, just driving dudes in the ground, you know, we were all happy. So I think it just started from a young age.
We're talking to Nick Boyle for a few more moments. In fact, speaking of high school, I'm talking about High Point High School in New Jersey. But prior to that, you played basketball. So when did that thing switch? When did you decide that football was your thing as opposed to basketball? Because you were a nice basketball player.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty good. It switched, I would say, around like sophomore year when I would be afraid to, in the off season, our high school coach did a good job of taking attendance in the weight room. And I was not a weight room junkie back then. I was afraid to go in the weight room. I was a tall, skinny dude, and I was not physical at all in the football field. So I was afraid to miss the weight room sessions the next day to tell them, make an excuse why I wasn't there. So I eventually had to start lifting, and my high school coach did a good job of that. And then I got bigger and stronger, and then I kind of transitioned to being, you know, playing football when I was, you know, dominating guys a little better because I was stronger.
Makes sense. Nick Boyle joining us. Now, you were a free agent last year, and there were a lot of teams interested in you, but you decided to stay in Baltimore. I've talked to one Ravens player after another, especially guys who have been in other places and then come to Baltimore. They've always talked about the culture within this organization and then the fan base. So what's it mean to you to be a Baltimore Raven?
Oh, I mean, it's everything. It's everything, and I think it's all I know. Like you said, hearing guys come in from other places, other teams, you know, it sure is different other places from what I hear. And I think the special thing, especially that I've been seeing last year, is the, you know, the relationships on this team, the bond this team has, even compared to previous years in my early playing career here. I think the relationships on this team are just so strong. Like, I truly come to work, enjoy every moment of it, especially at this tight end with Mark, you know, everyone, the offensive players, we're just so close. And it's awesome to have, like, really good friends on the team, and that's why I think it's special, you know what I mean? And other people come clicky other places, not everyone gets along here. It's like it's a special bond, for sure.
Chemistry matters. I always think, Nick, that when I hear, regardless of the team or the sport, when somebody says chemistry doesn't matter, it's because they don't have it.
Yeah.
All right, so you also had a great line about what you plan to do once you sign that new contract. Quote, we're not going to really be buying any more clothes and stuff. We're still at Nordstrom Rack and stuff. We're not going to Nordstrom, end quote, which I love. But in the 18 months since then, I mean, have you changed that approach? Are you still at the Rack, or have you treated yourself to a Nordstrom run?
No way, man. Hey, I'm, you know, Walmart George. Have you ever had the Walmart George shirts?
I have not. Tell me about them.
Awesome. Go to Walmart. You know, and this is the thing. You could buy a bunch of shirts. No one even knows if it's warm or not when I walk into the locker room on Sunday. It looks nice. I get you know, people saying, oh, what kind of shirt is it? That's awesome. I say, yeah, I got this. It's George. It's from Walmart. And they're like $5 a shirt. And, you know, they fit. They're super comfortable. And they're awesome. I love them. I don't even clothes shop. My wife does it for me. So.
That is the best. That is so good, man. Don't you ever change. I know you won't, but don't you ever change.
No, it's awesome. I love it.
Then finally, last summer, you got invited back to speak at graduation at a High Point.
Yeah.
What did that mean to you? What was that moment like? What was your message for the kids there?
Oh, that was awesome. My message for the kids, you know, I looked at myself going back to high school and the shoes I was in back then. I just wanted to tell them that, you know, the only, you know, time that's important is the time right now. And that's the only thing you control is right now. And you want to really win the moment of what you're doing currently and not look too far ahead and not let the past affect you. Just learn from the past. And like I said, it was an honor to come back there. I'm sure some teachers were like, hey, man, why are we bringing Nick Boyle? And he didn't really care about my class. It was a true honor, and it was cool to speak to the kids.
I think that is a great message. Just win the moment and do not let the past affect you. He's a tight end for the Baltimore Ravens. He had 3 receptions and that touchdown in the win over Philadelphia. They're in the bye week, and then they've got another big one. They're at home against Pittsburgh on November 1st. Nick Boyle here in the jungle. Nick, appreciate you very much. Great to have you on. Thank you so much for doing it.
Awesome. Thanks so much. I had a great time.
Me too, Nick. Had a great time. Appreciate you. That's Nick Boyle. I want to thank the Ravens. I want to thank Nick for doing that.